NPCI-backed Beam app clocks rupees 4 crores in revenue and 68 crores loss in FY25. Google's $15 billion investment puts WiseAg on AI map. Government tracks GST cuts with quick commerce data. Lenskart's gray market valuation hits $10 billion pre-IPO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's dive straight into today's top stories from the world of startups and tech, and we are starting big. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu's streak of landing big tech deals continues, and this one is massive. So Google will invest about $15 billion to set up its largest AI hub outside the US, and it will be right in Vizag. This marks India's first gigawatt scale data center campus, and the project will run from 2026 to 2030, integrating everything from AI infra to renewable energy and subsea cables. And get this, it's estimated to create over 1 lakh jobs. Now, the WiseAg or Vishakhapatnam hub will anchor Google's entire AI stack from high-performance computing to cloud and subsea connectivity. Google's cloud CEO Thomas Kurian even said that the company plans to scale the data center to multiple gigawatts. That's a lot of AI horsepower right there. And the hub will be developed in partnership with Adani Connects and Edge, both of which announced separate collaborations with Google on the same day. And this also feels like a comeback moment for Chief Minister Naidu and his IT minister, Nara Lokesh. Naidu actually reminded everyone that he was the one who brought Microsoft to India for the first time. And now he says today Google has come to Vishakhapatnam. And the Andhra Pradesh pitch seems to have been quite strategic. They offered clarity on data taxation, lawful interception, and even something called data embassies. And Mr. Nara Lokesh summed it up neatly. He said, once we shake hands with the company, it's no longer their project, it becomes ours. So why WiseAg? The state is positioning it as India's next digital coastline. It's got renewable energy capacity expanding, strong port connectivity, and a clear focus on bringing down power costs through green energy and battery storage systems. The facility will also host AI research and innovation programs for startups and enterprises. So expect a full ecosystem building right around it. Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav called it a milestone for the India AI mission and said it'll go a long way in building India's digital infra. He even urged Google to explore the Andaman Islands for undersea cable hubs and to connect WiseAg to Myanmar for better northeast connectivity. So yeah, WiseAg is about to get a serious AI glow up. All right, moving on from AI hubs to shopping carts, the government's price patrol just got a quick commerce twist in what might be one of the most creative uses of Blinkit and Zepto data ever. The center is using quick commerce carts to check if brands are actually cutting prices after GST reductions. Yes, so platforms like Blinkit, Zepto, Instamart, BigBasket, and Flipkart Minutes are now serving up real-time price data to ministries. Basically, if GST has been reduced, the government wants to see those savings reflected right in your cart. And early signs look good. Officials say around 90% of the benefits have already trickled down, with the rest quite literally stuck in the cart. So this is the first time quick commerce platforms are under direct government watch for price compliance. One official even told us that the platforms make it easier to track multiple brands at once, giving a better benchmark than offline retail. So with 45 lakh daily orders across Blinkit, Zepto, and Instamart, the government basically has a new real-time market dashboard. So it's all part of the festive season push. The simplified two-slab GST regime of 5% and 18% kicked in on September 22nd. Our Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the cuts could inject about 2 lakh rupee crore into the economy across 375 goods and services. The idea here is to make sure shoppers, not just brands, actually get those festive savings. Rapid delivery now doubles as rapid regulation. And finally, let's talk about Lenskart, which is seeing things very clearly right now, totally pun intended, at least in the gray market. So Lenskart hasn't even opened its IPO subscriptions yet, but it's already commanding a $10 billion valuation in the gray market. That's double what it was worth last year. Now, its share price touched about 510 rupees a piece in the unlisted space, which is pretty impressive. So, quick explainer for listeners, the gray market is basically where shares of companies trade before they are officially listed on stock exchanges. Now, given the gray market sentiment, sources say Lenskart expects to list at a valuation between $8 to $10 billion. The company is planning to file its red herring prospectus in the week of October 22nd and could list as early as November 12th. Now, what's driving all the excitement? Well, for one, Lenskart turned profitable, reporting a net profit of about 297 crore rupees in FY25 compared to a loss of about 10 crores last year. Revenues were up too. So they are in expansion mode as well. The company plans to add over 450 stores in FY26 on top of the existing 2,723 stores. Also, diversification play coming in. India still brings in 60% of Lenskart's revenue, but 40% now comes from international markets. That's considered healthy among analysts. So between profitability, scale, and investor buzz, Lenskart's IPO is already shaping up as one of the most closely watched listings of the year. All right, before we wrap, one quick news. The National Payments Corporation of India owned UPI app Beam has reported a revenue of 3.7 crore rupees for the financial year ending March 31st, 2025, and losses were recorded at about 68 crore rupees for the fiscal. Now, the figures aren't comparable to the previous financial year, as Beam was part of NPCI and was hived off as a separate subsidiary only during the middle of the last fiscal. So now registered as a for-profit entity and valued at around 59 crore rupees at a time of hiving off, Beam had received about 300 crore rupees in funding by NPCI last fiscal, as exclusively reported by Moneycontrol, to take on entrenched UPI behemoths like PhonePe and Google Pay. More numbers here, the app spent about 65 crore rupees as marketing expense in FY25, and most of it going to customers as cashbacks and rewards. So Beam's overall expenditure looks to be standing at around 106 crore rupees last fiscal, with the majority likely incurred during the second half of FY24 after the entity was spun off. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters and the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.